Oh, the second hour of Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University, and we're still working on train songs. We found a lot of train songs. Wanted to do an hour's worth, but we got so many we could just spill them over and do at least probably another half hour or so. Alrighty, we'll actually take a break at the bottom of the hour, which we didn't do during this last. We kind of have to do that, and that's how that goes. Alrighty, so where are we at here? One more from the Kingston Trio. They actually did quite a few train songs. Found five of them, and probably more, and I can only air four. So, from the Dave Gard years.
Sometime, buddy, this is 97 at your back. Got a ton of coal poured down the stack. Here comes 97 running down the track. Hey, pretty baby, hey, hey. Baby, now don't get in my way. When I'm in town, you call me sugar honey. When I'm gone, just run around and play. Buddy, better get on down the line. Buddy, better get on down the line. Here comes 97 coming in on time. Had a lot of weather early today, making up an hour and a quarter delay. Here comes 97 roaring all the way. Roll on, pretty baby, roll on. You know you're gonna miss me when I'm gone. You mess around too long and now I'm leaving. Bye-bye, adios, farewell, so long. Buddy, better get on down the line. Buddy, better get on down the line. Here comes 97, making up some time. Buddy, this is 97 at your back. Got a ton of coal poured down the stack. Here comes 97, running down the track. Buddy, better get on down the line. Buddy, better get on down the line. Here comes 97, making up some time. Buddy, this is 97 at your back. Got a ton of coal poured down the stack. Here comes 97, running down the track.
There was a time in this fair land when the railroad did not run, and the wild majestic mountains stood alone against the sun. Long before the white man and long before the wheel, when the green dark forest was too silent to be real. But time has no beginnings and the history has no bounds. As to this verdant country, they came from all around. They sailed upon her waterways and they walked the forest tall. Built the mines, mills, and the factories for the good of us all. And when the young man's fancy was turned into the spring, the railroad men grew restless for to hear the hammers ring. Their minds were overflowing with the visions of their day, and many a fortune lost and won, and many a debt to pay. For they looked in the future, and what did they see? The sun. Shore to the western strand.
shining. The stars, they come stealing at the close of the day. Across the wide prairie, our loved ones lie sleeping. Beyond the dark oceans, in a place far away, we are the navvies who work upon the railway, swinging our hammers in the bright blazing sun, living on stew and drinking bad whiskey, bending our backs till the long days are done. We are the navvies who work upon the railway, swinging our hammers in the bright blazing sun, laying down track and building the bridges, bending our backs till the railroad is done. So over the mountains and over the plains, into the Muskeg and into the rain, up the St. Lawrence all the way to Gaspé, swinging our hammers and drawing our pay, laying them in and tying them down, away to the bunkhouse and into the town, a dollar a day and a place for my head, a drink to the living, a toast to the dead. Oh, the song of the future has been sung. All the battles have been won. On the mountain tops we stand. All the world at our command. We have opened up the soil with our teardrops and our toil. Oh, there was a time in this fair land when the railroad did not run, when the wild majestic mountains stood alone against the sun, long before the white man and long before the wheel, when the green dark forest was too silent to be real, when the green dark forest was too silent to be real, and many are the dead men too silent to be
kissed me, she even took my shoes. Enough to give me the doggone weary blues. She's gone, she's solid gone. This fall, if luck don't change, I won't be back at all, my honey babe. I'm leaving you.
I got my mail late last night, a letter from a girl who found the time to write to her lonesome boy somewhere in the night. She sent me a railroad ticket to take me to her loving arms, and the big steel rail gonna carry me home to the one I love. Well, I've been out here many long days, I haven't found a place that I could call. Not a two-bit bed to lay my body on. I've been stood up, I've been shook down, I've been dragged into the sand, and the big steel rail gonna carry me home to the one I love. Been uptight most every night, walking along the streets of this old town. Not a friend around to tell my troubles to. My good old car, she done broke down, cause I drove it into the ground, and the big steel rail gonna carry me home to the one I love. Well, I look over yonder across the plain, the big drive wheels are pounding along the ground. Gonna get on board, I'll be homeward bound. Now I ain't had a home cooked meal, the Lord, I need one now, and the big steel rail gonna carry me home to the one I love.
Track, got a one-way ticket and I won't. It's moving down the railroad track. Well, you cheated on me, baby, and you told me lies. You said that you was gonna laugh every time I cried. Well, this big black train, we're telling you goodbye. I'm on a big black train and I'm moving alone. I'm on a big black train and I'll soon be gone. Well, this big black train, it keeps moving on.
I'm on the red ball to Natchez, Mississippi. There's brown eyed gal waiting on the levee.
I've rambled round the country, just a light-hearted fellow all alone. But I got to thinking here of my folks that are so dear. Down in Mississippi, boys, I'm going home.
I'm on the red ball to Natchez, Mississippi. There's a brown-eyed gal waiting on the levee. I'm riding the blind. She's coming round the bend. There the track, she's like the wind. Oh, she's bound to get to Natchez on time.
Oh, the sun is shining bright in Mississippi, and the people are as friendly as can be. Fill that box plumb full of coal, let the eight-wheel drivers roll, 'cause that red ball train can't go too fast for me.
I'm on the red ball to Natchez, Mississippi. There's a brown-eyed gal waiting on the levee. I'm riding the blind.
Well, that long black train got my baby and gone. Train, train, coming round the bend.
baby. Well, it took my baby, but it never will again. No, not again. Train, train, coming down, down the line. Well, it's bringing my baby, 'cause she's my all mine, she's my all mine.
Still here.
from her album Prairie in the Sky. And that's Mary McCaslin in The Last Cannonball. And that's going to be the last of our train songs. Flat and Scruggs, the Carter Family did Cannonball, Flat and Scruggs, Big Black Train. And the Delmore Brothers and Wayne Ramey doing the Red Ball, Tenaches, and all kinds of Gordon Lightfoot, the Canadian Railroad Trilogy and Big Steel Rail Blues. And wow, and all the cuts before that. My goodness me. But you know what? We're done with the trains, as is the nation, as is pretty much history. Alrighty, we got freight trains still, and they're still moving along because people need their goods. But who knows where that's even going to go? And Amtrak isn't doing as well as it should have when the government took over and all that kind of stuff. So the trains are quickly becoming a thing of the past. I love riding trains. I like riding trains more than just about a lot of different things. I've always had good fun on the trains when I've ridden them, which isn't very much, and now it's getting harder and harder because the schedules are getting bleak. All righty, we're going to take a little bit of a break. Oh, yes, we are. Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. I'm your host, Dan Maher. We're taking a little bit of a break. We're going to be right back with more Greg Brown. Two more cuts from this Essential album, this kind of a best of. And, yeah, it's good stuff. All right, but we got to take a little bit of a break, and we're going to be right back. You just hang on, because we are coming back. Oh, yes, we are.
Support for programs on Northwest Public Radio comes from contributing listeners and from the folks at Rico's, a neighborhood pub in downtown Pullman, a venue for live music on the Palouse, including jazz, bluegrass, and folk. Rico's, 104 years of service to Pullman and the WSU community.
That persistent high pressure will continue to dominate the region with an air stagnation advisory below 3,000 feet until mid-morning Tuesday. Today and tomorrow will be mostly cloudy on the Palouse, mostly sunny in the Lewiston-Clarkston Valley. Patchy fog with a chance of very light freezing drizzle, highs near 36, lows in the upper 20s.
Our unborn children run to you, my unwed wife. But yesterday I had a vision beneath a tree where we once talked of an old couple burning their love letters so their children won't be shocked. Love calls like the wild birds. It's another day. A spring wind blew my list of things to do away. Friends are getting older, so I guess I must be too. Without their loving kindness, I don't know what I'd do. Oh, the wine bottle's half empty. The money is all spent. And we're a cross between our parents and hippies in a tent. Love calls like the wild birds. It's another day. A spring wind blew my list of things to do away. In a mucked up lovely river, I cast my little fly. I look at that river and smell it, and it makes me want to cry. Oh, to clean our dirty planet. Now there's a noble wish, and I'm putting my shoulder to the wheel, 'cause I want to catch some fish. Love calls like the wild birds. It's another day. A spring wind blew my list of things to do away. Thank you. Children go to sleep now, you know it's getting late. I know you don't like to miss nothing, and school ain't that great. Oh, I'll dance with you when you're happy, and hold you when you're sad, and hope you know how glad I am just to be your dad. Love calls like the wild birds, it's another day. The spring wind blew my list of things to do away. Darling, it's been a hard go, but I think we'll be okay. I know I say that all the time, like everything else I say. Oh, I've been gone so often, but every time I miss you, and I don't really know nothing, except I like to kiss you. Love calls like the wild birds, it's another day. A spring wind blew my list of things to do away. Upon a place there in the tall grass where a couple had been making love and left the mark of their embrace. I said to her, looks like they had some fun. She said to me, let's do the same. And still I taste her kisses and her freckles in the sun when I play the poet game. Young man down in the hill country in the year of 22, he went to meet his future bride. She lived in a rough old shack, poverty blew through, and she invited him inside. She'd been cooking, ashamed and feeling sad. She could only offer him bread and her name. Grandpa said that was the best gift of fella ever had, and he taught me the poet game. I had a friend who drank too much and played too much guitar. Oh, and we sure got along. Reel to reels rolled across the country near and far, with letters, poems, and songs. But these days he don't talk to me and he won't tell me why. I miss him every time I say his name. I don't know what he's doing or why our friendship died, why we played the poet game. The fall rain was pounding down on an old New Hampshire mill, and the river wild and high. I was talking to her while leaves blew down like a sudden chill, and there was wildness in her eyes. We made love like we'd been waiting all our lives for this. Strangers know no shame, but she had to leave at dawn, and with a sticky farewell kiss left me to play the poet game. I watched my country turn into a coast-to-coast strip mall,
and I've cried out in song. If we could do all that in 30 years, then please tell me you all. Why does good change take so long? Why does the color of your skin or who you choose to love still lead to such anger and pain? Why do I think it's any help for me to still dream of playing the poet game? Sirens wail above the fields, another soul gone down, another sun about to rise. I've lost track of my mistakes like birds that fly around, darken half my skies. To all of those I've hurt, oh, I pray you will forgive me. I do, you will freely do the same. So many things I didn't see with my eyes turned inside, playing the poet game. I walk out at night to take a leak underneath the stars. Oh yeah, that's the life for me. There's Orion and the Pleiades, and I guess that must be Mars. All as clear as we long to be. I've sung what I was given. Some was bad and some was good. I never did know from where it came. And if I had it all to do again, I am not sure I would play the poet game.
Sometimes small and So shed no tears of pity here. Spin no tales of tragic grace. Just let it be enough that life is blooming in this rocky place. It is the proof that seeds will grow wherever they are sown, and that sometimes small and twisted things can split the hardest stone.
Nice dulcimer harmonic there. Heidi Muller from her album Matters of the Heart, the album from which we take our Good Road theme. And that's T.R. Ritchie's song White Bark. Isn't that cool? Small and twisted things can split the hardest stone. With Nancy Rumble on the ocarina. This is a wonderful album. I haven't gone back and listened to this one for quite a few years. And came out in 1989, and it was good then, and it's still really, really good now. Has things like Where the Coho Flash Silver All Over the Bay on here, her Rising Dawn song, a version of Cat Eagleston's Dark Side of the Moon, the distant trains that we heard, oh my gosh, Jesse's Carols on here. Really good stuff. Heidi Muller. Let's turn to something totally different in content, and you know, I really respect these people. I really do. Humphrey and Hartman and Cameron, Michelle Cameron. This was the first album she was on. She's been with them for many years now. This album came out many, many years ago. And this elevates the level of this program, it does, to something higher than probably any of us ever intended. And so here we go. This is the cut, Goose Poop.
Step around that is here, a suffering is here. Life is Skittles and life is beer. I think the loveliest time of the year is the spring. I do, don't you? Of course you do. But there's one thing that makes spring complete for me and makes every Sunday a treat for me. All the world seems in tune on a spring afternoon when we're poisoning pigeons in the park. Every Sunday you'll see my sweetheart and me as we poison the pigeons in the park. When they see us coming, the birdies all try and hide, but they still go for peanuts when coated with cyanide. The sun's shining bright, everything seems all right when we're poisoning pigeons in the park. We've gained notoriety and caused much anxiety in the Audubon Society with our games. They call it impiety and lack of propriety and quite a variety of unpleasant names. But it's not against any religion to want to dispose of a pigeon. So if Sunday you're free, why don't you come with me and we'll poison the pigeons in the park. And maybe we'll do in a squirrel or two while we're poisoning pigeons in the park. We'll murder them all amid laughter and merriment, except for the few we take home to experiment. My pulse will be quickening with each drop of strychnine we feed to a pigeon. It just takes a smidgen to poison a pigeon in the park.
Jolene, 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 I'm begging of you, please don't take my man. Jolene, 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 please don't take him just because you can. Jolene, 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 I'm begging of you, please don't take my man. Green.
Another big news story of the year concerned the ecumenical council in Rome, known as Vatican II. Among the things they did, in an attempt to make the church more commercial, was to introduce the vernacular into portions of the Mass to replace Latin and to widen somewhat the range of music permissible in the liturgy. But I feel that if they really want to sell the product in this secular age, what they ought to do is to redo some of the liturgical music in popular song forms. I have a modest example here. It's called The Vatican Rag. First you get down on your knees, fiddle with your rosaries, bow your head with great respect and genuflect, genuflect, genuflect. Do whatever steps you want if you have cleared them with the pontiff. Everybody say his own, Kyrie eleison, doing the Vatican Rag. Processional, step into that small confessional. They're the guy who's got religion. I'll tell you if your sin's original. If it is, try playing it safer. Drink the wine and chew the wafer. 2, 4, 6, 8. Time to transubstantiate. So get down upon your knees, fiddle with your rosaries, bow your head with great respect and genuflect, genuflect, genuflect. Make a cross on your abdomen. When in Rome, do like a Roman. Ave Maria. Gee, it's good to see you. Getting ecstatic and sort of dramatic and doing the Vatican Rag.
See, some of that Heidi and Mary Hartman stuff is all so peaceful and everything like that. And you just, how do you incorporate Tom Lehrer into anything? Oh, well. What can we say? They had a Tom Lehrer sing along at Folklife this year, and apparently it was quite well received. I didn't go. A Tom Lehrer sing along. Wow, wouldn't that be something? Jolene, Dolly Parton's thing, wonderful version there with Humphrey Hartman and Cameron, and Goose Poop and Heidi Muller in there, and all kinds of things. Greg Brown, that wonderful song, "The Spring Wind Blew My List Away." Well, we're into the third hour of the show, and who knows what we have coming up, because we have a big bag of stuff here, and we're just going to pull some stuff out and see what's going on. Production assistants Katie Hibbett and Kevin Rinker and Zara Debick all doing production assistance this week, which is really nice. Playlists at nwpr.org, and you need to give us a little bit of a time to post that playlist, but it's coming up, and so there it goes. It might even be available as this show airs, because we're recording the show about a week in advance. Alrighty, also want to thank Annie Hubble for supplying some of the content for this show. Alrighty, okay, email me at dasindaniel maher@wsu.edu, or you can call me at 509-332-5047. That's 509-332-5047. I'm going to be right back for a whole other hour's worth of music. Hang on, because we're coming back. You just hold yours and now hang on.
Gene Redpath travelled from Scotland to the US in 1961 and quickly became immersed in the American folk scene, She's performed throughout the world since then and won the hearts of public radio listeners through her frequent appearances on A Prairie Home Companion. Join me and Jean Redpath this week on the Thistle and Shamrock.
Join Fiona Ritchie for the Thistle and Shamrock coming up in about an hour at 2 o'clock, right after the final hour of Inland Folk with Dan Marr. And that begins in just a moment here on your NPR and classical music station, Northwest Public Radio. I'm Bruce Bradbury. Northwest Public Radio, KRFA 91.7 Moscow, KNWV 90.5 Clarkston, KNWO 90.1 Cottonwood, also on translators K274BK 102.7 Kamiakuski, K265DX 100.9 Enterprise Oregon, and K272DO 102.3 Orofino.
Funding for the programs on Northwest Public Radio is provided by listeners like you and by businesses in the communities we serve, including Pullman Heating and Electric in Pullman and Cowgirl Chocolates in Moscow. We greatly appreciate their support. For more information on becoming a business supporter, come to nwpr.org.